This is Ted Nguyen with the Orange County Transportation Authority, and I've got Baxter Speaks, which is the Twitter name for Kristen Johnson. Kristen Johnson and I, along with Joel Zlocknick, or Twitter handle OCTA News, we're headed to downtown LA. We're about 15-20 minutes away from pulling into Union Station, and we're headed to an important event. So Kristen, this is your first time riding the MetroLink train. What do you think so far?
I think it's great. It's so relaxing. If I had my computer, I could be doing some work, doing some design work. I could sleep. So all around, I'm really impressed.
What was your experience like at the Irvine station where you bought your ticket?
Well, it was really early in the morning, still kind of dark. But some man behind me in line was nice enough to help me buy my ticket. I just said, can you help me buy my ticket to LA Union? And he helped me navigate through the machine. And here I am on the train.
Now, what's the purpose of your train trip? Can you share with us, you know, why it's so significant?
Yes, we're on our way to a high-speed rail press conference, and the governor's going to be there, the mayor of LA, San Diego, the mayor of Anaheim, lots of important people talking about high-speed rail and that it's a reality for our near future.
And what is it about high-speed rail that's captured the imagination of Californians, and is it really just imagination? Is it also realistic, you know, that people need to go from point A to point B faster?
Well, I think here in Orange County in California, we're so used to being stuck in traffic. Say we want to go to LA, you kind of have to anticipate, leave an hour ahead of time and expect 2-hour traffic. The reality of high-speed rail is that you could get there so fast, no traffic, relaxed. So I think that people should be excited that it's coming down the line in our lifetime.
And for people that don't know, because of Orange County Transportation Authority's early planning work, as well as the city of Anaheim, the segment between Anaheim and Los Angeles is considered a priority segment for the California High-Speed Rail Authority. And so we're going to probably fare very well in the federal funding process. And today is the deadline to submit the application, and the governor will officially request $4.5 billion for the California high-speed rail, and like Kristen said, to make it a reality for the millions of Californians that will use it. Now, in the Twitterverse, we have a lot of people following us. What are you hearing about high-speed rail, and can you share with us, you know, what people can do to be involved in the process?
Well, people on Twitter have been talking about high-speed rail, how they're excited, and we've actually seen this morning people that are on their way to the press conference, and they're using the hashtag CAHSR. And to stay involved, people can check the high-speed rail website and check the OCTA website. I'm sure we'll have some information coming up very soon, as well as YouTube videos and photos from today's press conference.
All right. Well, thank you very much for sharing that helpful information and sharing your first ride on MetroLink. Thank you.
Thank you.